Greetings, this is James Gilmer, As You Wish Talk Radio, and it's going to be an interesting show tonight, so buckle up your seatbelts. A little heads up at East SETI, we've started the work parties, and boy, it's overwhelming. We've pretty much got the greenhouse roof back up and a lot of storm damage this year, and we're back at it again, you know, out there sun up to sun down, you know, putting things back together so we can open up here soon, but a lot of work. But anyway, we will be open soon and going forward with all the conferences. If you go to Private Invitation East SETI at Private Invitations East SETI at gmail.com, you can find out Private Invitations East SETI.com. I keep forgetting what our thing is. I've been away for a while, so. But anyway, that's where you want to go to find out more about that. If you want to sign up for the volunteer work, or if you want to find out about the self mastery classes and the ambassador trainings, and Ashley's has a webinar she does over the phone. But there's all kinds of things there. But if you want to find out more about what's going on, one of the things we're going to cover tonight, and I think it's perfect timing, because when I got home from I was in Maui for about a month and a half. When I got home, I was blown away. I mean, I came home, beautiful, clear skies here. It was just like nature intended it. You know, a little rainy off and on, you know, but just beautiful. And you know, about 2-3 days into coming home, next thing you know, I look up and there they go, you know, with the chemtrails. And they've really hammered us hard with the chemtrails, like layer upon layer upon layer. It's unbelievable. But and now we're watching the HAARP signatures in the clouds. They're actually using HAARP along with the chemtrails. So we're going to cover all that. And I thought, you know, we couldn't have a better host to cover what's going on, because hardly anybody's really talking about what's really in the chemtrails. So we've got Dr. Sam Maguzi, and she's a doctor of natural medicine. She has a PhD. She's a certified in iridology, certified biofeedback specialist, and she's a radio show host on KCOR. And through the metaspace and frequency, Dr. Sam has the ability to narrow in and find out where the depletion occurs. There are no guarantees to results, because many factors come into play. Your ability to change a lifelong pattern, educate yourself in better ways of taking care of your body, and change in the body song are some of the components that are needed to heal yourself. And so she's got she uses a lot of different techniques to find solutions to these chemtrails and other things that are going on. So without any further ado, I want to bring Dr. Sam on the show. Are you with us?
Hi, thank you. Yes, I am.
Great. I really wanted to talk about just the stuff that we're seeing right now. I mean, it's unbelievable. And the things that are showing up in my body, and I give you free realm to go ahead and talk about that. I know there's a doctor-patient confidentiality, but I think it's really important right now to talk about the things that are actually raining down on us and showing up in the blood and in the body. And, you know, I was having a bout for a couple years, almost 3 years, with some of these exotic molds and green molds and things like that. And then I find out they're weaponizing molds and putting them in the chemtrails. And, I mean, I tried everything, and I had so many people, even over on the island, there was all these, they're like shakers and movers, people that are on the forefront of kind of whistleblowers calling out what's going on, you know, trying to change consciousness, bring healing. You know, they're part of the awakening healing process. You know, and the people that are on the forefront that are trying to stop, you know, Monsanto and all these other programs, they're all coming down with this same weird mold, you know, and nobody could identify it. The doctors couldn't do anything. And after years of research, I finally found a solution to it. And, I first want to say I'm not a doctor. I'm not practicing medicine. I want to give that disclaimer out. But, when they finally treated this, I mean, my skin was so bad. I mean, it was there's lesions. It was erupting everywhere on my body. I had no energy, and I felt like I was going to check out, and unbelievable. And finally, when we finally found out what it was and I got this treatment, within 3 days I felt great. I said, well, I can't believe this. I had this whole time. And other people I turned on to it also, you know, got some major relief as well. So anyway, I'd like to talk about, I can just turn it over to you and just kind of talk about some of the things that are raining down upon us, and basically just go from there.
Okay. First of all, I have to tell you, I've been studying this for about 10 years now, and I just keep getting more into it because I want to know what the hell they're spraying on us so that we can protect ourselves. And it's not that easy because every area or territory is being sprayed something different. And like mm-hmm. you said, there is layer upon layer upon layer. And sometimes you can have a symptom for something like bronchitis, pneumonia, lung cancer. All three of those things are being diagnosed, and you could have Ascaris lombardius, which is a microplasma with the parasite eggs in it that they sprayed on us. This was a film that you could get on your windows that we saw. It ends up in your lungs, and that's where they habitat is in your lungs. And so you can't breathe, and as your body goes out and tries to attack this issue, your lungs will fill up with fluid, and then you get misdiagnosed. Or, well, it's not a misdiagnosed, because really they're diagnosing there's something in the lungs, there's fluid in the lungs, and you're having difficulty breathing. Mm-hmm. And so then they give you a Western diagnosis of a disease name, usually bronchitis or pneumonia, but they're not telling you, hey, you've got parasites in your lungs. Last, they sprayed on us, they have sprayed red mold on us, black mold, yellow mold, which was yellow tree fungus, and you knew that you had that because you would get really dark circles under your eyes, and your eyes would get inset. Wow. What they are doing, this stuff is crazy. And I actually, the way that I found that was I was writing on my blog, ebh.club, about some of the symptoms of this chemtrail stuff. And so I went to go get pictures to back up what I was writing about. And I saw the picture for it, and I thought, well, I wonder who else is on to this, because this is new information. So I went and looked, and it was actually on the military's website.
Wow.
That they were spraying it.
That's probably the Air Force.
How I...
Mm-hmm. Was it the Air Force?
And, I don't remember which one it was. I remember because I know that I work on websites and they can track my ISP number, so I wanted to get the hell out of there really fast. I didn't want to be hanging around, you know, because I don't want the men in black at my house. So I just got out of there really fast. But we are being sprayed multiple layers of things that will give you the same diagnosis, like they're spraying Roundup on us. And Roundup will deplete your magnesium and your copper. It attacks men because it mimics estrogen. So I see a lot of men that have issues with testosterone. I've had actually one guy had black balls from it because he had been outside and working construction for like a couple of weeks and breathing this stuff, and he ended up, so there's some serious things going on, and it's layered on top of us, and it gets overwhelming. Not for me as a healer and wanting to always have the solutions for people, it gets overwhelming because you might think it's one thing, and then lo and behold, it's something else. So, in the same family, but I came up with a 5-prong approach to all diseases. And so people need to be their own healers and problem solve what it possibly could be. And if one thing doesn't work, then switch to the other thing, then switch to the other thing. And sometimes, the way that it is now, we might have to do three or four things because it's layered on top of us. So Do you want to hear my five-prong approach?
Sure. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, number one is bacteria. And what we have to know is that Western medicine focuses on bacteria, but they only do some. They don't do them all. And when you take an antibiotic or a steroid is in the natural industry known as a black box because it can turn into something bad later, and we don't always know what. It will switch depending on your health and your needs and what's going on with your body and your genetics. So It's known as a black box. But antibiotics will actually take down your probiotics, which your probiotics is going to be the thing that attacks the fungus and the molds.
Mm-hmm.
So are they driving in and making us think that it's a bacteria? We get an antibiotic, and then, you know, 2-3 weeks later, they're hitting us with fungus. It sounds to me like that's exactly what they're doing when they layer these diseases on us. So One is bacteria. Number two is a virus. Number three is a fungus or a mold. Number four is a parasite. And number five is what I call just a generic poison, which could be an EMF or a chemical of some type. And When they make a chemical poison, what they are doing is they are taking, let's say that, I'm just going to use this as an example so we can all understand it, but let's say that I take a drop of lavender, and what I'm going to do with the cells of lavender is when I go down to the protons, let's say there's three protons, I'm going to split part of the proton off so I only have two. And now it's a poison. That's an acid. And it's not, that's why you can take some things in its natural state, but if you change it into a poison by altering its construct, now it can be deadly.
Well,
like apple seeds, for one.
Yeah. I know when I was working a long time ago with Marcel Vogel, right before he died, he had a device and some people that were channeling the information from ETs exactly on how to cut these crystals and everything. And he had a device where he could put the person's – it's like a radionics device, and you put the person's picture, and you could send anything over the airwaves, any kind of a herb or whatever you felt. And, you know, he could test and see what they needed and actually treat people, you know, over the airwaves. And now they do something similar, I guess, with SCIO and things like that. But this was back, God, 80s? I mean, mid-80s, when he had this device. And, you know, right away, right after he developed this, next thing you know, he has a massive heart attack. They shut down his lab and take everything, take all of his equipment. And then what I found out is you could weaponize this device. You could put like hemlock or belladonna or some other, in, you know, snake venom, and you could put a person's picture up and take a person out that way with the same device. And I think that's why, you know, they took them out and shut down the lab and took everything because they wanted to militarize and use it for other programs. But Now there's a lot of technology now coming out now where they're using the same principle for healing people, you know, on the etheric levels or using scalar technology and things of that nature.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I use mind control programming on people, but what I do is I come from a place of love. So The higher self is what allows me to work on people, and I get permission. And I can always tell by how much of the frequencies that they're absorbing if they're tuned into me. So, like, for instance, right now, well, right before the show, you were 94. So you were missing 6 points, which means you probably were focusing on the show. But I'm giving you subliminals right now. And the ones that I'm giving you, because I love you as a person, I love what you do, so I'm going to give you the best that I have, because I respect you, and I'm that way with everybody. But I say things like, I am happy, I am healed, I have joy, I love myself, I'm full of energy, I'm well. Those are the types of subliminals that I'm sending you in the subspace around you. And you might not pick it up right now, but by tomorrow you will. And great. I've had really good results with this.
Mm-hmm. Now, some of the other technologies, I guess, you know, I don't know if you want to talk about that, but the biofeedback technologies and things like that, that also works long distance. And you can help people out, you know, with certain ailments that they're dealing with, you know, through that technology as well.
Right, that's what this is, and this is what I specialize in, because there are other devices, like Neil Keenan talks about the healing computer, and there's some other biofeedback computers that do something similar, but you have to be one-on-one with the client. You have to hook them up to all kinds of contraptions and, you know, head things. And actually, last night I was with Karen McDonald, and we were on eBay looking to see what new biofeedback devices were available, and I actually found a cord that you could tap into your biofeedback device, and it was specific for mind control. And the end piece looked like it went in the rectum. I don't know if that's where it goes. I was just like, holy crap, it's now showing up on eBay, you know?
Wow.
But this, I know, it's mind-boggling. But the subspace is around us. It's everything that's between you and the wall, or between you and what you see. The invisible is the subspace. And the way that the Skia works is it's on 10 dimensions. It will look at 9,500 frequencies, and anything that is out of whack on the body, it will tell me, because out of those 9,500, I will see what frequencies are not balanced. And then I have the ability to send over 15,000 different frequencies to rebalance that song that you're supposed to be playing. So let's say that you're really depleted on vitamin C. I can send you through the subspace vitamin C through a frequency, a song. And the body doesn't know the difference. And
now
it's instantaneous. There's no, what's the word I'm looking for? You don't have any problems afterwards. Other than you might have diarrhea or something, because all of a sudden now the body can heal and you have what is called a healing crisis. And so it will kick out all the poisons immediately. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, now this is the benevolent side of this, and so now on the negative side of it, I want to talk about that. It's like it's basically like a technological voodoo or sorcery or whatever, where they can actually use these same frequencies and broadcast them through HARP and through psychotronic devices and things of that nature. And that's all documented. I mean, the patents are all down, and it's very, very well documented that they have this kind of technology out there, and they're using it as well, you know, through satellite technology and other means. But, you know, is there a way to guard against this, and actually even guard against the chemicals that they're spraying and things of that nature?
Okay, so people need to do their own research and get up to speed. So Project Cloverleaf, HR 2977, is the law that they passed that allows them to test bioweapons on the populace here in the States. As far as protecting us, the SCIO or the biofeedback is the best way, because like when I'm working on you, I'm putting a bubble around you with a specific protective frequency. So if they're hitting you with something else, the ski is going to be protecting you. And what's really kind of crazy is that there are ETs in ships with these devices, because this is an Arcturian ship, device. The ski is from the Arcturians. It was stolen by the reptilians, and then Nelson stole it from the reptilians, and he bolted and went to Budapest, and he's been putting it out, but he's been staying low-key. So the ETs are actually on ships. They're working with us to heal us, but we have this constant bombardment from them, and then we're hitting back. And then, so it's like a ping-pong game going on. So the best way for us to protect ourselves is by raising our frequency. And also, I'm really a big proponent of the violet ray that Tesla invented. The new ones are not good. They're not effective. You have to get one of the old ones, and they're called quack medical devices on eBay. A black light. You should have a black light bulb in every room, because that will get rid of some of the stuff. Here is a great tip. You know, when you work on computers, they have the grounding mats for the computers. Okay. Well, what I've done is I have taken those computer mats, big ones, and I duct taped them to my pictures, to the backside of my pictures, and then I take a wire and I plug it into the nose of my electrical outlet, which grounds it. So all of my walls in my house, the external walls, are all grounded. And then you want to get rid of your metal bed frames. You want to be on wood. You don't want any metal. Ozone will pass a proton or a molecule or an electron to one of their poisons, neutralize it so that it has two and two, and the poison will be neutralized, and then it creates oxygen. The more oxygen that we have, the better we are for beating diseases. That is what I'm finding with everybody, is that we have this lack of oxygen. So
yeah, I agree.
In my home, I'm creating an oxygen bar, like I told you, and I'm actually having my oxygen tank by my treadmill so that I can work out. And as I work out and I speed up my blood and open my lungs, my bronchial system, I'm getting pure oxygen in there. So if I have any of that green fungus, which hangs out in your bronchial system, then it's going to kill it and get rid of it.
Now I work with a German biophysicist, and he actually created crystallized oxygen and suspends it in a microhydrant. And if you go to Langenberg Research or Langenberg Water, it's Langenberge Water. You can check that out. And that stuff's amazing. And I actually saw, you know, they took a Petri dish with all these weird little viruses, bacteria, everything in it. He had a special microscope, and I'm looking through it, and he drops this water in there, and everything that it touched popped and turned into a crystal, and it looked like a crystal field. Even pollutants in there, it actually breaks the bond, and you don't have the die-off. It actually becomes food for your body. But I was amazed, you know, at some of this new technology that are coming out. They've been trying to stop this for a long time, but there's also what I've seen is, you know, Otto Warburg, I think in 1927, gave us the cure for cancer, you know, which was to, you know, alkalinize the blood and raise the oxygen levels. And so, but, you know, unfortunately, you know, since 1927, nobody's listened, you know, and it's still the case. It's as true today as it was back then.
Well, cancer is a misnomer, because everybody has a trash guy. We have a garbage truck that comes and picks up our trash and hauls it away. And the body has one too, because the body has dead cells, and we don't want those piling up. So we have a trash guy that comes and picks up all of those old cells and dissolves it and gets rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they call cancer. What I am studying and what I am finding, you can look up Hanneman's X. What I am finding is that when the body is healing itself, that's when Western medicine goes, oh my God, there's something wrong with you. You have cancer. You have a tumor. So Hanneman's X, this is a prime example. If you talk on the cell phone, we all know that you get damage to your brain. We get, like, sores, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the body is going to send out plasma to heal that spot in the brain. And it makes, like, a scab, like you would have on your skin when it's going to heal a wound, right? Because we have to close it off so that nothing gets into it and makes it worse. So
yeah.
We get a scab in our brain so that it can then begin to heal itself. And then, you know, the old cells are sloughed off. So that means that our trash man is there. And we're going to have an influx of LDL cholesterol because that is what is going to heal, because those are healing cells to heal the brain. And it makes like this abscess. This scar tissue that goes over it to heal it. And it can cause some pain. So mothers are running their children to the hospital. They're seeing this knot in the brain, and they're being told, you have a brain tumor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually the body healing itself. When you have high numbers of LDL cholesterol, they say, oh, my God, there's something wrong with you. Well, no and yes. If your body is damaged, like let's say that you have a bad liver because you drink all the time, so you're going to have to slough off the dead cells from the alcohol, and your liver's going to be sending out really good LDL cholesterol to replace it, right? So that
uh-huh.
means in your blood, you're going to have a lot of LDL cholesterol because the body is healing itself. So Western medicine wants to give you pills to slow that down. And that's why people start getting dementia, because your brain is 80% cholesterol.
Jeez. Yeah.
You know, also, too, I noticed that what I was told by the biophysicist I work with, he said, you know, when you break a bone, cancer is what cures your bone. You know, he said, because the mending process, you know, everything comes around the bone and it starts mending it and it grows rapidly. And, you know, all your cells and everything start growing really rapidly. And then you have another part that comes in and cleans it up, you know, afterwards. And so he said even AIDS, he was talking about AIDS, had two parts to it. One part would kick on your immune system like crazy, and the other part would shut it down. It was two parts, and they used the first part, to weaponize it and then gave everybody these autoimmune problems, you know. And the original creation of that was not as a weapon. And it was actually created, a doctor was trying to heal his wife, and by really supercharging her immune system, and then the second part would shut it down, you know. So it's kind of interesting to hear these stories. And, you know, even a tumor is your best friend, because the tumor's grabbing all the crap, you know. It's you don't want to cut it out. It's doing its work. When it's done, it'll probably go by itself.
It will. And the object is to raise your alkalinity level, which is what you were talking about originally. Hmm. The other thing is, too, is that your colon is the tree of life. When you began in your mom's stomach, your embryo began with the colon. And everything blossomed off of the colon, your kidneys, uh-huh. your liver, your pancreas. So the colon is the tree of life. The colon is what feeds the rest of the body. So if your colon is bad, you're going to have a sick body.
Uh-huh.
So we need to be taking care of our colon. And you can either be doing, enemas, or you can go and have the hydrotherapy colonics, And also doing the yoni steams, which is really important for men and women because prostate cancer is a fungus. And you get it, men, you get it from having sex with a woman that has a yeast infection. Because when you do your thing, men, then it sucks back in, right? Because if you've ever sucked out gas out of a tank, it sucks it back in, and you guys get a yeast infection, and it goes where? To the prostate to clean itself out. And then you guys get your diagnosis of prostate cancer. So a yoni steam, Y-O-N-I, you guys all need to look this up. Men and women both should be doing these to get rid of all of the problems. Plus, they've been attacking our genitalia. The tampons have asbestos in them. And I'm actually finding with the chemtrails, I don't know which one it is, but something, a bacteria or something, is causing us to have a broken 1P chromosome, which allows for the fungus. And then number two is that you're having a bacteria issue with your bladder. And I saw that with you, too. You have a really weak bladder. And I know it's from the chemtrails. And I'm also looking, too, you also have an acute bacterial infection. And 3 weeks ago, they started hammering some nanobacteria issue.
Mm-hmm. Now, they, I mean, you're finding every kind of chemical, you know, basically they've declared chemical warfare because that's showing up in my body, almost every kind of chemical and biological. Can you talk a little bit about that, some of the things that are showing up as well?
Okay, well, the screen that I'm on now, which is the original one that comes up, I'm seeing that you have abdomen spasms. I'm seeing that you have acute respiratory system issues, and in the lungs, you have a viral infection, which is a pneumonia type of a symptom. You have, this is kind of funny, you have an allergic reaction to clams, crabs, lobster, oyster, and shrimp.
Yeah, I know that. I have to stay away. I have to stay away from those. I never eat those because I do have a reaction to it.
Mm-hmm. Then we also have, it might have been on something too. And this is something else that I'm finding very, very common is a hormone disruption. And I'm finding that with a lot of people because if the hormones go down, then you go down basically. And when you take an antacid will disrupt your hormones, and then it leads to about 36 different diseases, and most people don't know that.
Now, can we talk about now some of the chemicals? I don't have that in front of me. I wish I did, but there was some of the things that they're spraying up there are really nasty. I mean, they're causing heart attacks. They're causing everything under the sun. I know they're totally sterilizing men. You know, that's one of the programs that they're doing. You know, the male sperm count's down to like zero right now, on a planetary scale. But can you talk about some of the things that are showing up, like, you know, the biologicals that are showing up and the chemicals that are showing up that are basically raining down on people? And the radioactive materials as well.
Okay, but this is going to freak people out. So if you guys want to complain, call James.
I think people need to know.
Yeah, and on your chart, just so you know, it's color-coordinated so that I know if it's recent or if this is old. And your stuff primarily looks like it's all old stuff that I'm dealing with. So, and it's quite a long list. I want you to get on Skype with me sometime so I can share my screen. Okay, so here we go. Last thing that I got was phosgene.
Yeah.
Some of this stuff I can't even pronounce. Argentina virus, which causes bleeding. It's a biological warfare variation. It's a Rift Valley virus, hepatitis A, Japanese B encephalitis, HIV, rotavirus. And this doesn't mean that you have it. It means that you have the frequency of this around you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay, so I need to say that. This is one that I can't pronounce. It's some kind of a, I can't pronounce it. It's a T-E-T-R-A-E-T-H-Y-L. It's a phosphate chemical used in the industry. It's an explosive.
Mm-hmm.
Toxic biologic warfare. It's generic. Thioxine. It's also a chemical used in insecticides. Here's a bacteria. It's called PSITACOSIS. Here's another bacteria that is BACILLUS, and it's GLOBIGI. It's another bacteria. Then you have AFLATOXIN, aflaxin, which is a carcinogen that they've sprayed on you. You have miscellaneous synthetic, and anytime you have a synthetic, that means it's going to pull more out of your body. Miscellaneous and a synthetic antibiotic abuse, and I know you don't do antibiotics.
No, I don't.
No, so they're actually spraying it on us because people aren't taking it anymore. Here is CHOLERA, which is also a bacteria infection.
Yeah, cholera.
Mosquito. What?
Yeah, sounds like cholera.
Yeah.
Is it cholera? Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Mosquito venom. This is a single-cell biological warfare. It's ANTAGONISIM.
Mm-hmm.
Zinc cadmium sulfate or sulfide, which is a biological variation. Hepatitis B. Psychoactive LSD.
Great.
Miscellaneous virus. No wonder you act so crazy sometimes. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
April Fools. I was dying to do something all day. What can I do to him? miscellaneous viruses. Eastern equine encephalitis. That is a horse virus.
Yeah. Yeah, what the heck is
Lyme's,
that?
That is... Oh, my God, you're going to be so mad. It affects the brain and the spinal cord inflammation.
That makes sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lyme 2, bacteria, Lyme. Anthrax,
yeah.
Another version. VX, which hits the nerves in minutes. Sarin, which is extremely toxic chemical agent, powerful inhibitor. I mean, Q fever, which is like a rickets type of bacteria. You have a mycotoxins, trico, like Chinese, it's a C-I-N-E-S. I don't know what that is. You have, here's the fungus, Korean fever epidemic, which is a virus again, which causes bleeding, foot and mouth disease, staph infection, sodium nitrate, PRUSSIDE toxin. Some of this stuff is just incredible. Herpes virus, I have seen this around a lot of people, and let me explain. The herpes virus attacks the spleen. The spleen is what holds all the organs in place. And more people, especially the women, are having their bladders fall, their uteruses are falling, and so they have to go to emergency, and the doctors want to stitch them up, and the surgeries don't work because the problem is the spleen. You can't just go in and stitch it up and it's going to stay in place.
Yeah.
Let's see, foot and mouth again, anthrax again, uranium, soman, I don't know what that is, camel pox virus.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. I'm only halfway done.
Yeah.
You want me to keep going?
No, I think people get the point. You know, so
nerve gas, meningitis.
Yeah, they. I think these guys are wondering why I'm still walking. They're going, why is this guy still alive? I mean, we've hit him with everything, every kind of psychotronic weapon, every kind of virus and bacteria, and he's still walking. And I think you know, they're still trying to figure that one out. But I think every time I go on a show or go on a major talk or lecture series or whatever, they you know, just fries them. Yeah, to see I'm up there still going, you know. So but anyway,
there is myself, and there are going to be others using biofeedback to help you stay in the public's eye, because this information needs to get out. And we have contacts in ships up above that are going to be helping, and you have your own. So they're going to lose.
Well, I mean, that's the only reason I'm still alive, basically. I always tell people, if it wasn't for the help on high and my connections, you know, with the higher dimensional beings and things, I wouldn't be here right now. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. And, you know, even with the near-death experiences and things like that, you know, it's even as a kid, you know, I had Mary appear to me and heal me, you know, as a kid. And I want to put a disclaimer in there. I'm not Catholic. You know, Mary's a universal being and appears to a lot of people, especially children. But what's interesting I've seen is that, you know, I know that I'm getting incredible help, but at the same time, I'm still getting hammered. I mean, I'm still getting nailed, and I have to go through a lot of things everybody else has to go through, and it's not fun, and it's getting really old, and frankly, I'm tired of it. And there is, what I found out is that now the Navy and the Marines are all about, you know, getting rid of the pedophiles and getting rid of the elite that are destroying the Earth and have actually declared war on humanity and all creation, basically. They are actually being controlled by other beings that really want to see humanity gone. But they're stepping in and doing their thing, along with the Galactic Federation and, you know, the Masters and things like that are stepping in to find a clean house and clean this mess up, you know, and get rid of all the satanic, you know, blood sacrificing pedophiles that are all part of this mess. But and this show is not for the weak, you know, not for the light of heart.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I mean, if people really want to know, if you want to step in your power, enlightenment means to be in knowledge of all of it, not just the good side, not just saying your affirmations and things like that. It's about being aware of the dark side, too, and how it's functioning and how it works. Because, you know, if you only learn white magic and somebody's using black magic against you, you better know what they're doing and how they're doing it. A lot of times. So, you know, it's a good idea to realize, you know, there's a lot of sorcery and a lot of demonic, weird, negative ET stuff going on out there. So you need to be aware of it.
Right. There's another component to this battle. And Patty Broussard had tipped me off to this. And then, of course, I talked to George. And he gave me some information, but he doesn't fill in all the details. It's like he gives me the frosting, and then I have to go look for the cake. And Patty filled me in on. So here's the deal, because we have some really nasty blokes out there that have done some really nasty things, and why haven't they been arrested? And it's because, like George Soros, for one, the reason why is because they are Anunnaki, and they have, like, Horcruxes from Harry Potter. Essence, they are the old rogue Anunnaki. They have Horcruxes on multiple timelines, and the G-Force, or the Galactic Federation of the Stars, or whatever you want to call them, they had tracers on these guys, and they're now following them through different timelines. And they have to get all of them to wipe out the one that we're seeing here. And so that's how far this battle has gone.
Yeah, I agree. And what I found out, too, is they're shutting down their portals and their, you know, their ways of jumping here and there and getting away. And also, they've taken out most of their underground bases, and they're not allowing them to try to escape either through their underground bases or to get off the planet. They're going to have to deal with the mess that they created, and they're going to be right on the surface with everybody else. And I think eventually a lot of them are going to just be used like a pinata, you know, in a big process-oriented therapy session. But, you know, if they keep going the way they're going, that's probably where they're going to end up.
I think they're going to self-combust because they can't handle the higher frequency. And the best thing that we can do as a human race is, number one, we can put like a bubble around ourselves and our planet. If we all chime in and do this, we can kind of protect ourselves from the chemtrails and have the chemtrails be sucked up and not fall down, because we our consciousness controls gravity. So we can make it go up instead of down. But I think with the higher frequencies coming in, that they're going to self-destruct. They're going to just blow up in flames. And some of the ET fighters have been reporting that they have seen them do this. If they get all the Horcruxes, that is what is happening.
Mm-hmm. Now, the also, too, I noticed that there's a massive cleanup on any kind of demonic or negative ET or all that stuff. I mean, they're down to very low numbers right now as far as that. But a lot of problems is, yeah, they took out all these bases and killed thousands and thousands of them. But now their souls are cruising around here, and they've got to clean them up as well, you know, and make sure they don't attach to people and continue with this craziness. And that's being done. But as you said before, this is science now. Now NASA is actually measuring these massive energy waves hitting the planet, and it's creating total chaos when they hit the planet. And you know, it's on the, I'm sending them out in links on our newsletter. If people want to sign up to our newsletter, I'm going to send the links out that show this. And it's undeniable. I mean, there is a vibrational healing going on. You know, the frequencies are going up, and those that cannot become frequency specific to the Earth's ascension process or healing process are not going to be here. They're not going to make it. And as you said, they're imploding, you know, they're just dropping like flies. And you're going to see all of these guys, the elite and all the pedophiles and all the satanic worshiping and all those people are going to implode. I mean, they're not going to be here. I don't think they've got much longer to be here with what I've seen coming in. And this is measurable. You know, the frequencies that are hitting the planet right now are measurable. And what I'm getting from, and not to go biblical, you know, but you know, they're talking about whatever you want to call it, the creative intelligence, the source, you know, God, creator, give it a name, great spirit, is just done. I mean, it's done, whatever you want to, and it's not male or female, it's more of a pure consciousness and energy, but it's just done with the dark forces and the nonsense here. And when these energies start coming in, and all the other higher dimensional beings that are also coming in and bringing their consciousness and energy and some their technology to clean this up, it's done. It's not going to last much longer. They're a lot more generous than I am, and a lot more forgiving than I am, you know, so it's taking longer. But nonetheless, it is being done.
Well, I was told that they had that the G-force wants to exterminate most of the real nasty dudes by May. They want a big hunk of the evil off of this planet, and then there's going to be another wave where they're going to start rolling out the transition into the new world, the golden age, by September. And then they're going to sit back and they're going to watch and see which humans are part of the Luciferian agenda. And then those dudes are going to be in big trouble, because at that point, the military is going to go after them. But you mentioned the military. What most people don't understand is we have two. We have two of everything. We have the dark and the light in the military.
Yeah.
And so we have bad, and that's why you asked me before why these chemtrails are being allowed, and what President Trump is doing is that we have to figure out who these dark military dudes are, and a lot of them are extraterrestrial in some nature. And that's why we actually found videos of planes that were actually spaceships. But they had, just like they can blink themselves out, they can blink themselves to look like a plane. And they're really not. They're really a spaceship. So that's kind of what we're up against.
I've seen them phase in and out, you know, like all of a sudden the plane's there and then it's gone. And, and then it phases back in again. You're going, wow, you know, their screen's going down, or their hologram, whatever they're doing, is not functioning. And that's another I'm seeing. A lot of the people that aren't human are losing their ability to hold that screen up, you know, or hold that that image that makes them look human, and that's falling apart now as well with the new energies coming in. So it's going to get crazy, you know. A lot of people are going to have trouble with this, because almost all the conspiracy theories are going to be proven to be fact, you know, and it's going to really upset a lot of apple carts.
And, you know, you talked about this on another show, too, and I think we should bring this up. The Schumann frequency, there are people that are making gadgets and gizmos for 7.83, and I don't believe we should do that. I think you asked me what we can do to ground ourselves. The best thing to do is, you can do this at ESETI. Just put some copper pipes into the ground, run copper wire with the alligator clips, and have people like clip it on to their shoes or whatever, and ground themselves and sink in with Gaia's frequency. That is one of the best things that you could do, and it would be cheap to do. And you could offer it for people.
Yeah, we do a thing here where we do focus walks, and we tell people, you know, if you can, take your shoes off and get your feet on the earth and start grounding and have yourself reset to the earth's new frequency. But also when you're walking, you know, do your mantra like, I've always been whole and healthy, or I've always been abundant, whatever you're trying to manifest. And we've watched people walk right out of their diseases. It's amazing, because the vortex is here and the energy is here and all the higher beings are here, and you know, we see a lot of miracle healings here. You know, I don't promise that, it's between them and source what happens, but I, you know, if people have an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, we see miracles here all the time.
And another thing I'd like for you to look at is the Ormus around the water in your area, especially by where the Lemurians come out of the hilltop. Look over there for the Ormus, because that raises our frequency. And what they're finding is that with that Ormus, matter has no weight. And this is what they used on the stones for the pyramids to lift them up and put them in place. This is also what they use on the spaceships. But this is also what we're going to use to elevate our frequency, go into our light body, but also we'll be able to float wherever we want to go, because mass has no weight, and it's enormous.
Well, you know, there's where they come out there. There's a whole nother dimension going on, and you can actually film it if you have the right equipment. And we have these massive light pyramids up there, and just a whole nother world. It's amazing. But, you know, unfortunately, I'm out of time right now. So what's the best way if people want to get in touch with you that they can?
Thank you. Quantumhealing.club is my website. And you have to be part of a private membership to use Natural Health. And so you can get on there and you can access my phone number or you can email me and fill out the forms if you want me to run a biofeedback session on you. That's what I would recommend.
Great. Now, how is what was that again? What's the best way for them to get a touch? Could you give that again?
Quantumhealing.club. And
now,
I gave
dot,
it to Alyssa.
Can you spell that?
To put
can
in.
You spell, yeah, can you spell that
quantum
again?
Club,
dot.
C-L-U-B.
Dot club. Okay, got it. I just wanted to make sure. All righty. Well, unfortunately, I can't thank you enough for all the work you're doing for the planet and especially for me, keeping me going too. And keep up the great work, and we'll stay in touch, and we'll bring you on the show again probably real soon.
Okay. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Well, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network signing off. Got to go, unfortunately, but things are happening. The shift is hitting the fan right now, and there is a lot of chaos, but it's part of the process. It's part of the healing. And the energy coming in is a healing energy, but it's going to shake things up that need to be taken care of, you know, and make us look at things we may not want to look at. But anyway, have a great evening. Watch the skies. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and keep that intent pure, and we'll turn this planet around. Good night.